Good morning. Some clouds have moved into parts of the region early on, and that's holding back some of the sunshine, although the sun is breaking through in spots. Temperatures, on the whole, not as cool as the last couple of mornings, but seasonably chilly, with readings generally in the upper 30s to lower and middle 40s. As we get into the day, more sunshine will mix in with the clouds, and it will be dry with high pressure in control at the surface, and temperatures will manage to climb through the 50s and in a lot of places reach into the lower 60s by the end of the day. That high pressure will keep it dry tonight, with mostly cloudy skies, lows back into the lower and middle 40s. The high will hang on for one more day tomorrow. Again, though, sunshine will be followed by increasing clouds as a disturbance begins to track our way from the Tennessee Valley. Temperatures will top out once again in the lower 60s. That storm system will head toward the mid-Atlantic coast overnight Friday night and begin to work its way slowly up the coast on Saturday. The best chance for dry weather over the weekend will be Saturday morning, although showers will overspread the region as we get into Saturday afternoon, perhaps even a steadier and maybe even heavier rain in the lower Hudson Valley and portions of New England on Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. This will keep temperatures down and into the upper 50s for afternoon highs. The disturbance will cut itself off from the main jet stream flow and remain over top of us for Sunday and Monday, keeping it cloudy and showery and also cool. High temperatures will be in the middle and upper 50s before a ridge replaces the storm on Tuesday and Wednesday, and that will produce more sunshine mixed with some clouds and a substantial warm-up with highs in the 70s for the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the weather pattern through the end of the week will be a stormy one from the plains eastward to the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic. A slow-moving front coupled with a potent disturbance aloft and moisture convergence in the low levels will fuel the development of numerous showers and thunderstorms. The greatest rainfall amounts will be across Missouri and Arkansas and also for parts of West Virginia. Some instances of flash flooding will be possible across areas that get persistent heavy rainfall. Severe weather will be possible from Texas to North Carolina over the next 2 days, with moisture returning northward from the Gulf of Mexico, and the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted this area in a slight risk for severe storms with high winds, hail, and a few tornadoes all possible. Meanwhile, Tropical Depression Adrian was short-lived and continues to weaken approximately 385 miles south-southeast of Salina Cruz, Mexico. Adrian is moving toward the northwest near 7 miles per hour, and a turn toward the west-northwest is expected during the next day or so. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 30 miles per hour, though with higher gusts, but Adrian is expected to dissipate later today. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a north-northeast wind at 17 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees, the dew point 37, 71% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.07 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 19 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds, mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a passing shower, mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 55 degrees, the low 36, the average temperature 46, that's 10 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.65 inches for the month, which is 1.57 inches above normal, and 15.58 inches for the year, which is 3.33 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low 46. The record high 90 set in 1911, and the record low 29 in 2010 and in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by increasing clouds, lower 60s. Scattered showers Saturday morning, a steadier rain later in the day in the upper 50s. Cloudy, breezy, cool with showers Sunday and Monday, mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds back to 70 Tuesday, and mostly sunny with highs well into the 70s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.